坐。我们现在要打开我们要读的圣经，在哥罗西书第三章二十二节到二十四节。在新约的286面，哥罗西书第三章二十二节到二十四节，好，早着我们用恭敬的心来念神的话。在新约的286面，哥罗西书第三章二十二节，我们念到二十四节。好，我们一起来。你们做仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主。无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。因你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。好，我们圣经念到这里，我们再来读一遍，因为只有三节的经文，我们再来念一遍。你们做仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢，总要存心诚实敬畏主。无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。因你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。好，让我们再次低头祷告。我天父，我们再次仰望你，愿你在这时候安静我们的心，也让我们一个聆听的耳朵，我们有敏感的心，对你圣灵的声音，我们能够接受，也能够了解，给我们悟性，给我们灵性，能够知道你自己的心意。Father, may this time you quiet our heart and give us a listening ear, be able to sensitive to the Holy Spirit and speak to us, so that we be able to understand, to apply in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 好，神在旧约里面这么说。就是在实践里面告诉我们说，六日你们要勤劳工作，要做你们一切的工。
He told us in the Ten Commandments that you need to work or labor for six days.
但第七天你们要向耶和华你的神守安息日。
But on the seventh day you need to rest for the Lord.
工作是神对我们世人的一个命令。
Work is the command given by the Lord.
除非是特殊的事故或是有病呢、啊。否则每一个人都应该要勤劳的工作。
You all need to work hard unless you are sick or for other reasons.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第十节这么说，如果人不肯做工就不能吃饭。
And Paul said this in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, if a man will not work, he shall not eat.
在同一章第三章十二节那里说，你们要安静做工，要吃自己的饭。
And in the same chapter of 2 Thessalonians verse 12, it says they all need to work hard and earn their bread they eat.
那这些书也告诉我们，第一个要就是说勤劳工作可以带来财富。
And in the Proverbs it tells us that if you work hard it brings wealth.
但是如果我们懒惰却会带来贫穷。
But if you are tardy, poverty follows.
所以今天我要跟大家分享一个题目，叫做基督徒的职业观。到底一个基督徒对职业、对我们的工作应该有怎么样的看法？
How should Christians view their career or their works?
不满意我们的工作，现在的工作怎么办？
What can we do if we don't like the work we have now?
碰到不好的老板、讨厌的老板又怎么样？
And what should we respond to some harsh bosses?
同事不愉快的时候又是怎么样？
What should we do when we have problems with our coworkers?
那么老板付我们的薪水好像比我们同行的薪水要偏低，那你应该怎么处理？
What should we do when we are underpaid?
是否我们另找一个工作？
Should we go out to look for another job?
或者我们换另外一个公司？
Or go work for another company?
在什么情况之下我们应该继续的待下去？
And what circumstances should we stay in this company?
那么在什么情况之下我们应该离开？
When should we leave?
到底我们从职业工作上我们想要得到的最重要的是什么？
What is the ultimate goal in our work?
这些都是许多人常常问的一些问题。所以现在就让我们从圣经的原则里面，根据我们今天所读的哥罗西书这段经文，我们来讨论基督徒对职业应该有的看法。
That's why I want to talk about what we should do, based on the Bible's teaching.
第一个就是要看我们自己是神的仆人。
First of all, we need to view ourselves as God's servant.
保罗在哥罗西书第三章二十二节那里说：“你们做仆人的，要凡事听从你们肉身的主人。”不要在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主。
In Colossians 3, Paul says this in verse 22: Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord.
虽然这段经文是指当时罗马帝国时代里面做奴仆的怎么样来对待他的主人。但是其中的经义，其中的原则仍然应用，可以应用到我们今天的情况。保罗说你们做仆人的，我们都是耶稣基督的仆人。你知道在保罗整个保罗书信里面，保罗最喜欢用的就是我是耶稣基督的仆人，我是基督的奴仆。
And what Paul likes to use in the beginning of all the epistles is that he claims himself to be the Lord's servant.
那么在这一节里面，三章二十二节这里告诉我们，这个仆人的第一个条件就是要听从，要顺从我们的主人。
And the very first thing Colossians 3:22 points out here is that we need to find to please our masters.
何况我们 get paid， 我们是 get paid to do the job。
And not to mention that 我们上工会拿到薪水。
彼得前书第二章十八节，他说：“你要顺服主人，不但顺从那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺从。”
In First Peter chapter 2 verse 18, Peter pointed out that slaves submit yourself to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh.
这里告诉我们，不好的老板，讨厌这些坏的老板，我们应该也要顺从。
And here it points us that we should obey to our harsh bosses as well.
除非他告诉你做的事情是不合乎圣经原则，你就可以委婉的跟他讲说 no.
Only in the situation when he tells you to do something against Bible teaching, then you will be able to tell him no.
那当然，也许你要被开除了。
Or maybe you will bear the consequences of being fired.
但是你为主的名受逼迫，你是有福的。
But those of us who are persecuted because of the name of the Lord.
否则的话，你是什么样的老板，你都要顺从他。
Otherwise, whatever bosses you have, be submissive to him.
另外一个就是说呢，不是不要只在眼前侍奉。
And another thing is that do not just obey them in their eye.
不是说老板在的时候，我们在他面前非常的认真。
And it's not say that you work very hard, very diligently in front of your bosses.
那么老板一不在放假拿 vacation 去了，我们也跟他一起 vacation.
And as your boss turn away and take vacation, you take annual leave as well.
这样这就叫做只在眼前侍奉。
And this is what it meant here to serve them just before their own eye.
一个好的仆人就是在老板的前面，老板的后面，老板在或是不在，我们都是一样的忠心，一样的认真。
A good servant is those who serve wholeheartedly, either before the boss or behind him.
虽然我们肉身的老板不在，但是你知道，那位全知的神他是看着我们的。
Even though our earthly master or earthly boss is not around us, but we know that our Lord in heaven is watching over us.
他都看到了，我们知道，我们其实我们是基督的仆人。
He sees everything we do, and he knows that we are actually the servant of God.
我们在公司工上班的时候，我们也是做基督仆人的工作的一部分。
And at work, we are still servant of Christ.
这里又看到，让我这一节里又看到一个仆人的一个条件，就是要诚实。
And here another character of a faithful servant is to be honest.
无论是工作的时间，我们要诚实。
To be honest about the time you work.
工作的值跟工作的量，我们也要诚诚实实的。
And we all need to be honest quality-wise or quantity-wise.
另外一个就是我们要敬畏主。
Another thing is that we need to revere God.
以敬畏神的心来尊敬我们的老板。
We respect our bosses with a reverent heart to God.
你知道，无论我们往哪里去，到哪里去，哪一家公司，我们一定有我们肉身的老板或者上顶头上司。
We know that wherever we go, wherever we work for, we always have this earthly master above us.
我们都应该以基督仆人的身份，用诚实敬畏神的心，用侍奉神的态度去服侍我们的老板。
We should serve our bosses with a reverent heart to God and with a sincere heart to serve the Lord.
所以，一个基督徒应该是最好的员工。
And that's why Christians should be the best employees.
一个基督徒也应该是最好的公民。
And Christians should be the best citizens as well.
所以，一个好的基督徒在工作上，因为我们会顺从、忠心、勤劳，我们认真、诚实。
And all the good Christians should be good at work.And to be honest,
我们会尊重我们的老板，会尊重我们同事。
We respect our bosses. We respect our coworkers.
我们跟我们的老板、同事也很好的相处的一个关系。
We should have a good relationship with our fellow workers.
所以，一个公司如果雇佣这个基督徒的话，那是有福气的。
And we should, this company should be blessed because of us who are Christians.
所以，第一个看我们在做的工作，我们是以基督仆人的身份在公司里面。工作。
And so the first thing that is when we work with being a servant of the Lord.
当然，我现在要讲的这些原则，不仅是在公司啊，或是在学校啦、啊，或是在家里都是一样的。只要你上面有一个老板，你就知道我们所做的工作的一些原则。
Of course, the biblical teaching applies to everywhere we go. As long as there are earthly masters above us, we should be like this.
所以第一个看我们自己是神的仆人。
And first thing is that we should view ourselves as God's servant.
第二个要看我们的工作是为主做的。
And secondly, we should view our work to be for the Lord.
不管你做医生、做教授，不管你做工程师，不管你在开店也好，你是老板的话，其实。你这还是为主做的。
Whatever vocation you are in, either professors or engineers, whatever it is, you are working for the Lord.
保罗在三章二十三节这里这么说：无论做什么，都是从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
And Paul points out here in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for man.
所以这里讲到说要从心里做。
And here it says, work with your heart.
不是表面的敷衍，或是做一些表面的功夫而已。
You didn't do just superficially.
这里谈到的是一个工作的我们的品质方面。
Here it talks about the quality of our work.
你如果你拿到一个成品，或是拿到人家做的一些也是 project 的话，你一看就知道这个人到底是只是马马虎虎照那个例行公事，还是他真的把他的心放在里面。
When you look at the project or product, you can see the how much work it is behind that product.
虽然我们不喜欢这个老板，或者不喜欢这些同事，但是呢，我们还是要 put out our best.
We might not like our boss or fellow workers, however, we should still try our best.
因为我们是为主做的
，because we are doing it for the Lord.
不是给人做的
，not for man.
保罗说，做任何工作都要像是给主做的。
And Paul says here that whatever work we do it for the Lord.
那么这是什么意思呢
？What does it mean here?
就是要把献上我们最好的。
That is to offer our best.
因为我们的主是配得最好的。
Because our Lord is worth of the best.
如果我们把次要的给他，他是不要的。
He doesn't want the second best.
只要我们做什么，从心里诚恳的、严谨的去做。
Whatever we do, we do it with our heart.
尽我们最大的努力，那么最好的献上，那么结果就让神来负责。
We try our best, we offer the best to the Lord, and we allow Him to take care of the rest.
如果不好的老板，神会时间到了，神会 take care 他们。
And if we have a harsh boss, according to God's timetable, God will take care of this boss.
我在石油公司做工程师做了十几年。
I worked for a petroleum company for decades of years.
那么我进去以后，公司就改组，再改组，再五六次改组。我碰到很多很多不同的老板。
After I started working for this company, there were a lot of different organizational changes in this company.
好的老板，坏的老板呢，都有。
I had good bosses, bad bosses.
性情非常温和的，也有非常乖僻的，脾气非常坏的。
And I have some mild-tempered bosses as well as some rash bosses.
但是经过这些改组以后，你就知道，就是有些被降职了。
And after the reorganization, you see that some of them were demoted.
有些被升职了。
Some were promoted.
有些甚至于被迫强迫退休。或者是说会被撤职的，对。
Some were forced to retire early, or some were fired.
所以这些老板就是战士，我们只要做我们的本分，神会 take care 他们。
And we see that all the bosses stay in their position just temporarily, as long as we do our best for our part, God takes care of the rest.
人有时候好像有时候要降低我们的职位，要 demote us， 但是呢，神如果要高升我们，没有人能够把我们降低。
We might see people trying to demote us, but God, if He wills, will exalt us.
一切都是在神的手中。
We see everything is in the hands.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，我们的主是掌管明天的主。
And just like the hymn we just sang, that God is in charge of tomorrow.
我们的老板也是他的手中。
Even our bosses are in His hands.
但问题是说，我们有没有每天为我们老板、为我们同事祷告？
But the issue here is that if we pray for our boss daily,
你知道很奇妙的，如果常常为你老板祷告的话，有时候他自然会改变他的态度对你，或者是神会把他调到不同的地方。那当然，第一个就是神要你学习的，就是你自己学习的功课。
And 我忘记了，刚一笑就忘记了。If we pray for our boss daily, something amazing happens. Either they will change their attitude to us, or they will be moved to another position.
所以我们要常为我们的老板祷告，为我们同事祷告，特别你的老板。
That's why we should pray earnestly for our bosses or our fellow workers.
如果这份工作是神给你的，你清楚。
If you know for sure that this job is something God gave you,
而且他要你继续的在这个地方工作的话。
And if he wants you to continue in this position,
没有人能够移动你。
Nobody can move you.
实际上，诗篇第一百四十六篇第三节、第五节到第五节，这里就说：你们不要依靠君王，不要依靠世人，他一点不能帮助，他的气一断，就归为尘土。他所打算的，当日就消灭了。以雅各的神为帮助的，仰望耶和华他神的人，这人变为有福。
And we can see this in Psalm 146, verses 3 to 5. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God.
So, 我们对职业的正确的观念，第一个就是要看我们自己是神的仆人。
And that's why the very first thing we should view of our career is that we are God's servant.
第二个就是看我们所做的是为主做的。
Secondly, we should view everything we do is we do it for the Lord.
第三个就是看基督是我们真正的大老板。
And thirdly, we view Jesus being our biggest boss.
主耶稣是我们生命的主。
Jesus is the Lord of our life.
他还是我们工作的主。
He is also the Lord of our works.
虽然你无论到哪里去，你都会有哪一家公司做啊，学校啦，到哪里去，你都有你的 boss， 你的老板。
Even though wherever you go, wherever you work for, you've got earthly masters.
但是真正的大老板是基督。
But we know that the ultimate boss is our Lord Jesus.
我们刚刚讲，我们是为主做的，说他，我们是为他做的，他就是最高最大的老板。
And we said earlier that we do everything for the Lord, so we see that He's our biggest boss.
无论你上面有多少老板呢？但是无论你到哪一个公司，他都是那个公司最大最高的老板。
Doesn't matter how many bosses are above you, but Jesus is the biggest boss of all.
他掌管世界上所有的老板。
He's in charge of all the bosses on earth.
因为他能力最高，他的权柄是最大的。
Because he has the greatest power, he has the greatest authority.
所以他是一切的主。
He is the Lord of everything.
他才是我们真正的老板。
He is indeed our master.
那么这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean here?
就是我们在公司或者在学校里面所做的，我们要对他负责。
And that means that whatever we do, either at school or at work, we are held accountable to him.
或者说，我们虽然做的时候，我们都是老板请假啦，或者是我给钱他看不见，但是我们这个最大的老板他看见。
And that means that even though our earthly boss goes on vacation, who cannot see what we are doing at work, but Jesus sees everything.
地上的老板是暂时的。
All the earthly bosses are
常常会更换的。
They are changed very often.
但是主耶稣是永远不改变的。
But Jesus is the same forever.
他永远是我们最大的老板。
He's forever our biggest boss.
你今天在被神，你现在老板是谁？你换一个工作到别地方去，你到那里去，他还是你最大的老板。
You are today working in Bethlehem, but one day when you move away and work in another city, Jesus is still your biggest boss.
你可以想想这个真理这个观念。
You should ponder on this.
你知道这个最大的老板跟我的关系是怎么样？
And you should ponder on the relationship between you and Jesus.
我是他的儿女。
I am his children.
我是他的仆人。
I'm his servant.
他是我的主。
He is my Lord.
那么他也是我最好的朋友。
And he's also my best.
你知道一个公司，如果公司最老板，他跟你是 buddy buddy， 而且是你最好的朋友。你想一想，他在上面最高的，他不会把最好的给你。
And when you work in a company, you might have a good relationship with your boss. And just think about the same way Jesus being the biggest boss, how can he not give you the best?
如果你到一个公司，你跟他讲，哎，我这个公司最大的老板是我最好的朋友。
And if you go to this company and say to somebody that
the biggest boss
in this company is my best friend, and everybody will respect you.
而且他又是我们的天父。
And he's also our heavenly father.
你想想，如果是这样的话，我们加薪啊、不加薪啊、升位或是不升位啊、去留了，都在爱我们的主的手中。
And that's then we will know that everything is under his.
就是如果不是他允许的话，我们也不能随便离开一个单位或者一个岗位。
Is that without his permission, we cannot change job.
他一定会把最好的给我们。
He gives us the best.
即使是一个坏老板在我们做我们顶头上司的话，也是他差派来的做我们的顶头上司。
Even when we have a mean boss, we should know that.God sends this boss to us.
你知道这些年来，我自己常常觉得，如果有不好的老板，那或者是同事，就是很 picky 那些很讨厌的人的话，第一个神要给我们功课，是他允许的，就给我们功课，就是训练我们的耐心跟我们的爱心。
And I learned through the past years as I work in this company that if we get bad bosses or mean fellow employees of fellow workers, the very first.Thing God wants us to learn is our patience.
因为如果不是神的允许，这些事情不会临到他的儿女。
Because without God's permission, nothing will happen to us.
而且我们知道，我们相信我们的神，我们是他儿女，一切都是为了我们的好处。
And we know that since we are His children, everything we encounter are for our own good.
所以每一次有拦阻存在的时候，就是我们灵性要长进的时候。如果我们学得好的话。这就是神在这时候让我们学习属灵的功课。
And that's why we should view all the difficulties or all the problems to be a help for our spiritual growth.
要学习怎么样能依靠神，怎么样能够超越这个环境，能够变成一个得胜的人。
We should learn to rely more on the Lord and how to live a more victorious life.
或者神要操练，要 deal with 我们的脾气。我们的个性要磨我们。
Another thing is that God may want to deal with our personality, our temperament.
那么更重要的当然是我们耐心、信心跟爱心。
And of course, the most important thing is that we should have patience, we should have faith and love.
所以主耶稣既然是我们最大的老板
，since Jesus being our biggest boss，
所以我们要更认真的工作。
We should work even harder.
我们要更忠心。
We should work more faithfully.
我们要更好的工作的态度。
We should have even better attitude.
我们在工作的场合里面有基督徒美好的见证。
And we should have a good testimony of among our fellow workers.
因为我们是代表他。
Because we are ambassadors to Christ.
我们是对他负责，我们将来要交账。
We are held accountable to the Lord Jesus, and one day we need to give account for everything we did.
第四个就是要看我们的同事，如同我们在教会里面的同工一样。
And fourthly, we should view our fellow workers as our co-workers at church.
我们要尊重他们。
We should respect them.
我们不可虐待，不可侮辱，也不可以看不起他们。
We should never insult them or maltreat them.
因为在公司里面，我们非常这个强调这个团队精神，这个 teamwork.
Because in companies, they stress on teamworks.
因为你不能单独一个人做，这整个是一个公司。他们需要你，你也需要他们。
Because you cannot work all by yourself.
就像我们在教会里面，你不能一个人唱独角戏，你需要一些同工。
And it's just like at church, you cannot work all by yourselves. You need co-workers.
在工作的场合里面也是一样。
Likewise, in your work location.
我们要跟同事有好好的相处，而且有能够好好的合作。
We should deal well with our fellow workers and we should work well with them.
你常常会，我常常会听到有些人说，哎呀，他们美国人就歧视我们这些华人。
And a lot of times I hear that people complain that we are discriminated against by these Caucasians.
其实啊，你无论到哪里去，都有这种事情，当然对于你有这种感觉了，但不见得是真实。
Actually, wherever you go, you see things happening like this.
因为人人都是罪人。
Because all are sinners.
其实我在美国，但不算久，也不算长，二十二年了，快了。那么这个其实美国人呢？歧视是对人的歧视是最少的。
And from my experience working here in America for 20 some years, I learned that actually Americans have the least discrimination against other people.
这个国家心胸是最宽阔的。
And we see this country has the most generous heart.
因为他们是以神以耶和华立国的，是所有的是建立在这本圣经上面。
Because they founded this country according to the Bible.
你看，我们可以来这里读书。
And you see that we got to come here to.
可以拿到身份。
We got our citizen.
可以找到工作。
We found a job.
可以买房子、房地产。
We can buy houses.
你什么都，你可以成为他这里的公民。
And you can become their citizen.
你去别的国家看看。
And when you go to other countries.
所以我们的，你说我们中国人不歧视吗？
And can you say that we Chinese do not discriminate?
我们才分你像美国人，你看从南到北，虽然他们语言有点不人，就是有点那个。不过你看看我们中国人，这一省、本省、外省，然后呢，这个语言常常就是喜欢把某一个地方人讲得很快。
Even Americans have different accents, but they speak the same language. However, Chinese has a lot of different dialects.
我想你们都常常听到湖南人怎么样呢？这个宁波人怎么样？这个台湾人怎么样？我想你们自己去会议好了。
The Chinese criticize other people from other cities or other provinces.
如果要不然的话，就是有钱的看不起没有钱的。
Or sometimes the rich people will look down upon those poor men.
所以我们只要我们跟我们的同事能够相处的好的话，尊敬我们，听从我们的老板。
So as long as we get along well with our fellow workers, we respect our bosses.
我们工作有好的表现。
And we work very hard.
慢慢这些人会尊敬你。
And they will respect you.
你知道刚刚我在公司去工作的时候。
And I remember when I first started working.
那英文不是很好，那对美国的这些现实啊，他们的文化背景什么都还搞不清楚。
And my English was not so well.
因为想的脑筋大概都是 Chinese way, 就是 everything.
And I thought with Chinese.
所以美国人有时候搞得莫名其妙，那不晓得有时候开会讲话他们也搞不清楚。
And so when I talk, sometimes I confuse those Americans.
所以在那一段时间，在两三年时间真的是很 rough 一段时间。
And it was rough for me for the first two or three years.
但是你只要你跟人家相处，我想这些神给人普遍性的这些良知都有了。你只要到某一国一样，虽然是文化背景不一样，但是呢，你只要认真的工作，你工作好的表现，跟人家相处好，那么这个慢慢你就会人家会尊敬你的。
And generally speaking, God puts conscience into everybody. So as long, well, if you get along, well, you work very hard and you try to get along with your coworkers. As time goes on, they will know what kind of people you are.
那么有一天呢，他们都不敢小看你。
And then one day they will learn how good you are. They will never belittle you.
美国人呢，很喜欢就是最亲切，他就叫你的 first name.
And for American work coworkers, they call you by your first name.
但是我在公司做啊，他们都叫我 Mr. Chen.
And but when I work in that company, they all called me Mr. Chen.
也许我看起来比较老，所以他们哇，你这个 Mr. Chen.
Maybe because of my appearances, they all think I'm old. That's why they call me Mr. Chen.
不，我想可能就因为工作我还不错，所以他们有点尊敬。
But I think another main reason might be that I work well. That's why they respect me. That's why they call me.
所以你只要好好的做，有一天老板会觉得说你这个是我最好的一个助手。
And as long as you work hard, one day your boss will realize that you are his best assistant.
每个老板的个性可能不一样，但是呢，他都需要有好的人在他下面工作。
Every boss might have different personalities.
有一天他觉得我少了这个人不可。
they all need good employees under them, and one day they will realize that they cannot work without you.
像我们周弟兄今天回来了，我们感谢神看到周弟兄。那么周弟兄要走，他们老板都不要他走。
And we see Brother Joe came back today, and we know that his boss here doesn't want him to leave when they find out that he's.
想尽办法要在他留下来。
They try very hard to keep him here.
因为我们一走的话，他觉得是公司一个很大的损失。
And because they realize that those good employees, once they leave, it will be great loss for the company.
我们是不是这样的人呢？还是呢？人家哎呀，这个人走最好，哇，赶快走最好。
Are we like this that nobody wants us to leave, or we are like another kind of people that when we decide to leave, people are very happy for that?
还是你到哪里去，到那个地方，到任何地方，人家是舍不得离开。就像我们圣经里面保罗所说，有基督的香气在那里散发出来。
And that's, or a lot of times when we leave, we nobody wants us to leave, and just like the Bible says that we have the fragrance of Jesus.
如果我们工作不好
if we don't work well,
如果我们不好好的工作不努力的工作
if we don't work diligently,
一天到晚就是埋怨
all day long, all we know is complain,
跟同事的相处也不好
and we can't get along with our fellow workers,
我告诉你等到公司改组的话可能你就是可能是其中一个要走路
and I warn you beforehand that once your company is going to reorganize, you will be the first to leave.
因为我想在公司里面第一个就是 teamwork,
And we know that in a company, teamwork is the most important thing.
如果你跟人家能不能搭配相处的不好，那么第二个才是你的工作能力。
And if you can't co-work with other people well, it's a big loss. But the second important thing is your working ability.
如果我们照着圣经原则，我们尽我们最大的能力，我们尽我们自己的本分，即使最坏的事情发生了，改组的时候，甚至于。被 lay off 或是被裁员的话，我相信神一定负责任。神可能很快要把一个最好、更好的工作给你。
If we work hard, we work well. Even though the worst thing happens to us, like when companies are reorganized, we might be forced to leave. But I guarantee you that God has prepared something good or even better for you.
耶稣是在马太福音六章三十三节那里说：“你们若求他的国、他的义，其他一切所们是需要的，他一定会赐给我、加给我。”
And in Matthew 6:33, it says that as long as you seek the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God, all the other things will be given to you.
So we 要看我们自己是神的仆人。
That's why we should view ourselves as God's servant.
看我们所做的是为主做的。
We view everything we do it for the Lord.
看耶稣基督是我们真正最大的老板，我是为他做的。
We view Jesus as our ultimate boss, the biggest.
而且看我们的同事，就像教会中里面的同工一样。
And we view our co-workers as our brothers and sisters in the church.
另外一个就是看我们现在的工作，无论在哪里，你现在做什么，现在这个工作就是此时此地最好的工作。
And Another thing is that you should view your job wherever you are, whatever you do, the best job you can ever have.
无论你是什么样的老板，无论什么样的工作，你现在你就是最好的工作。
Whatever boss you have, whatever work you are doing, view it. Your work now is the best work.
所以我们要知足，我们要感恩。
That's why we should be content.
我们更不能埋怨，也不能抱怨。
We should not complain.
我们基督徒应该是一个乐观、一个进取、一个积极的一个人生。
And we should have a very aggressive and positive.Life.
所以每一步每一天我们都要知足
every step we take, every day we should give thanks.
希伯来书十三章第五节的下半部这里告诉我们你们要以你们自己所有的为主
and in Hebrews 13:5 it says be content with what you have
我们每天知足以我们的工作我们的家庭我们家的房子汽车妻子儿子先生太太我们所有的现在的薪水现在为满足
If we are content with everything we have on this earth,
但以这样为基础，我们乐观，我们进取，我们积极。
And we view a very positive view of life.
因为我们将来，我们都要站在主耶稣面前，要为我们所做的来交账。
Because one day we will all stand before the judgment seat of Jesus for everything we do.
所以保罗在哥罗西书三章二十四节这么说：因你们知道从主那里。必得基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
And in Colossians 3:24 it says, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, It is the Lord Christ you are serving.
保罗在二十二节开始说，你们做仆人了。
And in verse 22, Paul started with, you serve as slaves.
在二十四节结束的时候说，你们所侍奉的是主基督。
And at the closing of verse 24, it says, it is the Lord Christ you are serving.
如老板或同事对你不好。
If a boss or your fellow workers mistreat you,
公司给你的薪水好像偏低。
Maybe you're underpaid.
但你仍然认真的努力勤劳的工作。
But you still work hard, work diligently.
是为主做的。
Because you know whatever you do, you do it for the Lord.
虽然从人那里呢，好像得不到什么的奖赏。
Maybe for the, from the secular point, you don't get any reward.
但是将来我们的神他都记下来，将来要从他那里来得到从神那里来的赏赐。
But our God remembers everything, and one day we will receive a reward from Him.
他一定会补给你的。
He will compensate you.
因为我们的神是公平的神。
Because our God is a just God.
如果我们开始埋怨不好好的工作。
If we start complaining or grumbling without working hard,
工作还是要做了，每天去还是不愉快了，但是呢，又失去了从神那里的奖赏。
And if you go to work, just grumble about your work, you will lose the reward one day God is going to give to you.
而且可能有很不好的结果。
And you might face consequences.
另外有人问呢，到底什么时候才是我应该换工作的时候？
And some might wonder when is a good time for me to change jobs.
这就要根据我上个礼拜，如果上个礼拜你们来的话，我讲了那一篇就是如何明白神的旨意。
And if you all came here last Sunday, you will know the sermon I preached last Sunday was how to understand God's will.
在上面的原则，一步一步的祷告，我们寻求圣灵的引导，而且要非常的慎重。
According to what I said last week, we should pray first and we should 祷告。
祷告。
然后。
还有圣灵引导。
Okay, and follow the lead of the Holy Spirit.
而且我们要非常的慎重。
And we need to do it.We need to do it with consideration.
而且我们不要轻举妄动。
And we should not take any action rashly.
那因为我们不是只是特别基督徒，我们不是只是换工作而已，从这里换到另外工作，换到公司，从这里搬到别地方去而已。
Because as Christians, we do not merely change jobs from this company to another company or from this location to another location.
因为神所看重的是我们在他神的国度里面的用度怎么样。
Because what God values us is how the usefulness of us in His kingdom.
因为他看重的是我们的潜力以及我们的侍奉。
Because He sees our potentials, our service.
因为愿意侍奉神的人是神手中的器皿。
Because those of us who are willing to serve God is a utensil of Him.
像神手中的棋子一样，他今天要给你摆在哪里，摆在哪里，摆在不同的地方。
And He wants to place us according to His will.
但是我们一定要知道他的旨意。圣灵的引导，我们要尊重，要顺从他绝对的主权。
But we should know and find out His will, and we should follow the lead of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们到哪里去，不是工作，就是养家糊口而已，而是神的国度，神要我在哪里，在什么地方。
Because the work we work is, we do it not because we want to make money, but, for the purpose of God.
因为在神的眼光里面，一个成功的人跟属世上的人呢。这个定义是不一样的。
Because success is different from secular point of view and from God's point of view.
世上人以为一个成功人就是有钱、有地位、有财富的人。
The secular thinking is that those who are successful is those who are wealthy, who holds high social standards.
但是在神的眼光里面，他永恒的角度来看的时候呢，一个真正成功的人就是。神要他去，他去的去那里的那个地方，在那里他遵循神的旨意。
But from God's eternal point of view, He views the success being those of us who go wherever we go and work hard and diligently.
所以上个礼拜我们很简单的，我很快跟大家 review 一下，那么怎么样明白神的旨意？第一个就是说六个原则，第一个就是我们要祷告。
And last week when I talk about how to understand God's will, the very first thing we should know is to pray.
从开始祷告、中间祷告、一直结束祷告、继续不断的祷告。
We should pray beforehand during what happens and afterwards too.
另外一个就是圣经的原则，看看这件事情神的话怎么说。
And another thing is that we should go check what the Bible says.
还要请教这些属灵的长辈长者替我们祷告，也让我们能够更知道神的话怎么说。
And we should seek advice from somebody who's more spiritual and ask them to pray for us and ask for their advice.
还顺从圣灵的感动跟引导。
And we should follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
还心中有平安。
And we should check if we have peace of mind.
还有周围环境的安排，这些发生的事情。
And we should check circumstantial situations.
另外我也提到五个我们要检查的一个 checklist.
There are five checklists.
第一个就看看我们为什么要找工作，我们的动机是不是纯洁。
And first thing is to check our motivation if it is pure.
是否会使我们自己落在这个罪的捆绑之中。
And second thing we should check is that if the decision will make us stumble.
另外就是如果是神的旨意的话，圣灵的引导绝对不会跟圣经相抵触的。
And another checklist that whatever our decision is, it should not be against the biblical teaching.
还有这件事情如果是跟其他人有关系的，如果是夫妇啊，或是跟教会一个 group 人有关系的，那么你有相同的感，有这样的感动，神一定也会跟其他人有相同的感动。
And that it's not just a move in your heart, but also God will touch other people's heart as well.
另外一个就是事后，这个是事后的事，事后你回头一看，一定有神的印证。
And the last one is that afterward you will see God's proof in it.
知道神的带领是没有错。
And you are assured that it was indeed God's guidance.
所以只要我们有严谨的态度，我们一步步的谨慎的小心的去寻求。
As long as we have sincere heart and we follow it step by step.
那么我们信靠这永活的神，他一定是喜悦，他一定在最恰当的时间 ，never too late， 在适当的时间，他一定会让我们知道。
When we trust this God, yeah, he will assure us our decision in a good timing.
什么时候我们该走
？When we should move.
什么时候我们应该继续的留下来？
When we should stay,
神会让我们知道。
God will let us know.
如果不该走的时候，我们要有耐心的、积极的待下去。
And we should be patient if we understand it's not God's timing to leave.
如果是要该走的时候，一分钟都不要多留。
If it's time to move, let us not delay it.
问题是我们要切切的明白神的旨意。
But the issue here is that we should understand God if it's God's will.
明白以后，我们要凭着信心来做决定。
After we understand God's will, we should take a step with faith.
我们决定以后就勇往直前，我们不再后悔。
Once we decide, we just go forward without regret.
不要过了几年以后说，well, 早知道我就去换一个工作就好了，或早知道我不走就好了，那些都是让你 sad， 那没有必要。
Don't grumble years later that oh, if I had known this, or I would do better.
有段时间我在 Texaco 工作的时候，那时候 lay off 人，我差一点也是放在那个 list 里面，在那边一年半的时间。
One time when I worked for Texaco, they were going to lay off, and for a year and a half, I was on the list of being laid off.
那么那个是我刚去 Texaco 还没有多久的时间。
That was the very first few years when I worked for Texaco.
那公司给我们说，给你们三个月，你们去找工作，公司的电话什么给你们用，这个 paper 你们自己找工作，因为三个月以后我没办法 guarantee。所以你们一定有工作了。
And the company gave us 3 months to find another job, and they allow us to use the telephone to contact other people because they can't guarantee us any work after 3 months.
但在这时间的话，很多人找工作其实已经说没有工作了。那在这期间的话，有个公司 offer 给我，那个条件其实蛮好的。
And during the course of it, I got an offer from a company who gave me a very good deal.
但师母跟我们就切切祷告，祷告很长一段时间。
But as my wife and I prayed earnestly for a long, long time.
我们心里就有一个确信，有一个平安，就说呢，这个德士古这个工作是神给我们的。
And we have this assurance from God that this job in Texaco is something God gave me.
所以不要动。
That's why don't move.
但是熬了一年半的时间。
But we had to endure it for 1.5 years.
有点时间到了，老板一个个叫来了。
And one day when the right time comes, the boss called us in one by one.
大部分的人的被裁掉。
Majority of the people on the list were laid off.
只有少数几个人留下来。
Only a few got to stay.
但我感谢神，我不仅是留下来，我还被 promote， 还被高升了。
But I want to give thanks and praises to God because not only was I not laid off, but also I was promoted.
那一年半的时间，常常那个约瑟的故事，你知道，约瑟被卖了。就关到监牢叫最低，最后他身为宰相。那一段故事常常挺奇怪的。我打开收音机 ，Christian 姐跟我讲话。那么有时候牧师来讲道也跟我讲话，就是常常那段时间就，然后有一次黄祖安牧师来说， people are going to demote you, but God is going to promote you. 我很清楚，在纽约我们聚会的时候。
And during that period of time, a lot of times God reminded me with the story of Joseph. You all know that Joseph was sold by his brothers and got sold to different places. But during that period of time, God really reminds me of Joseph. And through a lot of radio programs or even when we have guest pastors come to preach, they preach about this story as well.
So we 什么时候该走，什么时候该留？我们要自己跟神有亲密的关系，我们自己要好好祷告寻求，因为神原则是一样，但是神对每一个人是因时因地不同的带领，一生不同的带领。
That's why we should have a good relationship with our Lord. Then we will know for sure if it's time to move or time to stay, because God leads everybody differently.
当然，我们每一步路我们所走的，都走在他旨意当中。
May every step we take are in His way.
我们做的决定都能够荣耀他。
And whatever our decision is, we will bring glory to Him.
So, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
so my dear brothers and sisters,
基督徒的职业观简单的来说,
in the Christian's career view, in a simple way, that is,
就是我们要知足、感恩、乐观、进取。
That is, we should be content, we should be happy.
无论现在的薪水高低、老板、同事好坏。
Whatever the circumstances are, even our pay is, whether our pay is high or low, whether our fellow workers are good or bad, whether our bosses are mean or good.
现在这份工作是此时此地是最好的工作。
And this work you have now is the best for you.
而且知道主耶稣才是我们真正的老板。
And we should know for sure that Jesus is our biggest boss.
一切是为主做的时候，我们把最好的献给他。
And everything we do it for the Lord, and we offer the best to Him.
而且我们做神的仆人，我们要忠心、勤劳、诚实。要存敬畏的心。
And as Jesus' servants, we should work diligently. We should be honest.
知道我们将来所做的，我们对主负责，我们要向他交账。
And we know one day that we're going to give account to Him for whatever we do.
人虽然有时候不了解我们、歧视我们，或者待我们不公
，Man might not be fair to us. They might discriminate against us.
但是神必定会审判。
But we know that God is going to judge.
我们尽我们的本分，我们尊敬老板，我们尊重我们的同事。
We try our best, we respect our bosses.
结果让神来负责。
And we leave the result to the Lord.
坏的老板或是怎么样，我们直接让神来对付他们。
And we leave our bad or mean bosses to the Lord.
因为他是最大的老板。
Because he is the biggest boss.
他管理世上所有老板都是在他掌管之下。
He takes care of everybody.
如果我们有这样的属世的观念，我们从圣经的观念里面，这就叫智慧。智慧就用神的眼光来看每一件事情，那么我们就坦然了。
And we will be satisfied and content with whatever we have if we have the view of point from God.
我们认识真理，真理是使我们得自由。
And once we know the truth, truth will set us free.
还有，不要忘记我们的优先次序。
And another thing is that we should not forget the priority.
神是第一。
We know God should be number one.
家庭是第二。
Our family should be the second.
工作是第三。
Our work.
我们的职业、我们的生意、我们的事业是第三。
Everything, our career should be the third on the list.
今天许多人有工作狂，工作变成第一。
A lot of times, people nowadays are workaholic.
家庭是第二。
And they view their work being number one on the list, their family the second.
神变成第三。
And they drop God to be third on the list.
你知道你失去你就 mess up， 所以呢，难怪你没有真正的平安跟喜乐。
And if you got the order mixed up, you won't get the peace of mind from God.
记得我们工作只是我们养家糊口。
And remember that our work is just for us to earn some living.
当然，我们要尽我们的本分，尽我们的力量，把最好的献上。
Of course, we should try our best and we should offer our best.
但是，我们主要的工作是侍奉神。
But our main goal is to serve God.
在家中，在教会中，全家我们侍奉真神。
And at home, we all serve the Lord, the true living God.
才有永恒的价值。
Then we will have. Then everything we do.Has the value of eternity.
所以，亲爱的同学们
，My dear friends，
你知道你从这里毕业啊，你将来要找什么工作，往哪里去吗
？Do you know that after you graduate from here, where are you going? What kind of job you are going to have?
当然，你毕业以后靠自己努力，也可以找到一份理想的工作。
Of course, one day if you work hard, after you graduate, you will find a good job.
也可以找到一位理想的配偶。
You will find a ideal spouse.
将来一步一步啊，这个五指的登科了。
Step by step, you are going to accomplish everything.
你知道我看到这边这些 LSU 的同学们呢、啊，当然这是神的恩典，很感谢神，因为他们从住在宿舍，从宿舍里面呢、啊，就慢慢搬出来，搬到最后就往这个往那个什么 Kennywood 这边搬过来。
And I give thanks to God when I see LSU students. At first, they might stay in the dorm, and gradually they move into subdivisions.
你看这个暑假七月底，很多毕业都要搬出来。
And we see that a lot of graduates moved out of the dorm.
当然是表现我们每个人都是这样过程，从原来刚来的时候就是学生啊，比较没有钱啊，然后慢慢找到工作，就慢慢一点点就都有了。
And we see that this is a process for all the international students. At first, we didn't have a lot of money, and then gradually we had some.
将来你房子有了，车子、金子、儿子了。妻子的帽子的都有了。
And in the future, you're going to accomplish everything, and you are going to have a lot of things.
当那时候没有什么在奋斗的。
And one day you realize that there's nothing for you to fight for.
那时候生活会变成平淡无味。
And you see how dull your life is.
甚至你结婚刚开始很新鲜，到七年以后就觉得这个平淡了，就这样子。
And even when you get married at first, you're excited, but gradually you feel the marriage is not that exciting anymore.
但是如果你信靠主、侍奉神的话，你是越来越 exciting， 因为如果你我们夫妇久的话，没什么好聊天，就是没什么好聊。但是如果你信侍奉神的话，你很多回忆数算神的恩典，永远谈不完。
Well, as you marry somebody for a long time, there aren't many things you can talk about. But if you serve the Lord, you love the Lord greatly, there are a lot of common topics you can share.
现在还在读书，还在努力，有个希望在前头，要拿学位，要找工作。但是呢，如果这些都有了，我们内心反而变成空虚了。
And now you have a goal because you want to get your degrees, you want to finish your school. But one day when all these things are finished.There's that emptiness in you.
难道这就是我们的生命？我们就是这样子吗
？Are you satisfied with this kind of life?
这里住一住，那里住一住，这个公司做一做，那里公司做一做，那么很快就退休了。
You live here, you live there, you work here, you work there, and then not long before you realize that you are going to retire.
我们的生命是非常宝贵，在神的面前，我们是来世上白走一趟而已。神给我们在这世上。有了永恒的价值、生命意义跟目的。
God values our lives greatly, and we don't just come to this world like this.
如果没有我们信靠，没有信靠耶稣，我们一生就是脚白卷。
Without believing in Jesus, it's just like we were turning a test without giving any answers.
我们从信靠耶稣那天开始，才是我们真正永远的生命的、人生的意义、价值的真正的开始。
And the very first day we believe in Jesus, our very true, meaningful life starts.
因为只有耶稣基督才是至宝。
Because only Jesus is our treasure.
世上的一切财富、金钱、名利、地位都不能满足我们空虚的心。
None of the earthly things can satisfy our heart.
当然，这些都是好的，不是坏的。我们努力得来的，我们该享受我们得来的。
Of course, I'm not saying that all these earth things are bad. They are what we earned. We deserve it.
我们感谢神给我们这一切。
But we should give thanks to God for everything He has given us.
但是如果我们只是依靠这些的话，我们心里永远没办法真正的满足。
However, if we merely trust or rely on all these earthly things, we will still be empty in our heart.
所以耶稣基督才是我们真正的满足。
And we see that Jesus alone will satisfy us.
他是人类真正意义的目的、价值的真正的源头。
And He's the source of everything.
主耶稣说
，Jesus said,
我来的是要叫羊得生命，而且得了更丰盛的生命。
He said that I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
他爱你，他是全能的神，他是永活的神，独一的真神，唯一的救主。
He loves you. He is the only God.
他今天就拯救你。
Today he wants to save you.
因此罪的缘故，我们跟这位圣洁的神断绝了关系。
Because of our sins, we are separated from God.
因为罪的捆绑，我们心灵空虚。
Because the boundaries of sins, there's that emptiness in our heart.
因为我们跟神之间好像战争一样，敌对的状态。
Because we are against God, when we sing.
所以我们的心灵一直好像风浪一样没办法安息 安静平静下来。
That's why our heart is just like wave in the sea. We can never be calm.
唯有信靠这位唯一能够除罪的救主。
Only by believing in this God who can forgive us our sins.
因为他是神来到世上，他在十字架上为我们成就了救恩，为我们的生命，为我们流出的宝血，他的宝血才是能够真正洗净我们的罪。
Because he is the incarnated God who came to the world to die on the cross for our sins, and only through him, through his cleanliness, will we be made clean.
当我们信靠他的时候，我们罪得赦免，我们才能够跟他重新和好。
When we believe in him, we receive forgiveness from him, then we will be reconciled, with God.
我们才能够真正解除我们跟神之间的这个战争的状态，这个敌对的状态。
Then we will be reconciled, with God, and we will no longer be enemies to God.
我们心灵才有真正的安息，我们才能而且更进一步领受从神那里永远的生命。
And there's great peace in our heart, and then we will receive the true.Life in him.
请问你肯不肯意相信他？
I would like to ask you this question. Are you willing to accept him?
请问你愿意被承认你这是一个罪人？
Are you willing to confess that you are a sinner?
请问你肯不肯打开你的心门，就是打开你的心门，邀请耶稣到你的心里头来做你的救主？
Are you willing to open up your heart and invite him into your heart?
而且更进一步承认他的主权，主耶稣啊，我要你来掌管我一生的生命，你是我生命的主。
And furthermore, we acknowledge His sovereignty, and we acknowledge Him to be the Lord of our lives.
求他赦免你的罪。
And we ask Him to forgive us our sins.
今天他的救恩、他的爱、他的恩典就要临到你的身上。
And today His salvation, His love will fall on you.
请问你愿不愿意？
I wonder if you are willing.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for prayer.
好，今天很快的要给你们一个机会。
Today I would like to give you this opportunity.
如果你在今天早晨圣灵感动你。
If today, this morning, the Holy Spirit touches you,
你说我已经明白了，我愿意接受耶稣做我的救主。
And you say, I understand that I'm willing to accept Jesus as my heart.
我愿打开我的心门，说主耶稣啊，进到我心里头来。
And I'm willing to open up my heart and ask Jesus to come into my heart.
求你赦免我这个罪人。
Forgive my sins.
如果这样感动的人，我希望你能够把手举一下，我愿意为你祷告。
If you are moved by the Holy Spirit, I ask you to raise your hand.I want to pray for you.
如果你说我愿意接受你，主耶稣啊，请你进到我心里头来。
If you say that, Lord Jesus, I want to accept you as my Savior.
有没有这样的人，就是说我今天要信靠你，主耶稣啊
？Anybody wants to trust in Him, our Lord Jesus, today?
我们要勇敢的，我们把手举一下，我愿意替你祷告。
Let's bravely raise our hand. I want to pray for you.
有没有这样的人
？Is there anybody?
好，我再给你们一个最后一次机会。如果你今天说。我愿意接受你，主耶稣啊，做我的救主。
And today, if you say that, Lord Jesus, I want to accept you as my Savior.
如果你有这样的心智，你说我愿意，我愿意肯来接受他，你把手举一下，我愿意为你祷告。
If you are willing, raise your hand. I want to pray for you.
好，有没有这样的人
？Is there anybody?
好，我们感谢神，低头祷告。
Let's bow for prayer.
我们请陈长老对做个祷告。
是全能的神，伟大的神，你更是爱我们的神。我们本是罪人，我们活在死亡罪恶当中，我们本来是没有盼望的一群。我们感谢你自己在十字架上舍命流血，你的爱拯救了我们。主，今天你来在拯救我们，我们真是感谢你，也借着今天的信息再次来帮助我们、激励我们。主，你给我们在世上有不同的工作，有不同的。本分，主啊，我们在主你的家中也有不同的侍奉。主，我们谢谢你，让我们有这样的恩典，有这样的机会。你保守带领我们，真是在我们所拥有的一切上能够知足感恩。主，你所给我们的是最好的，我们感谢你，赞美你。主，这个教会蒙你的恩典，蒙你的恩惠，我们感谢主，赞美主。主，今天的信息，主你自己带领我们，帮助我们，常常的存记在心里，让我们常常的思考。让我们能够照着去行，让我们在生活上能够明白主你的旨意，能够体贴你的心意。主，让我们所行的一切能够见证你的荣耀，能 够散发出主你的香气，能够吸引周遭的人来认识你、寻找你。愿主你的爱继续来激励我们、帮助我们，让这个教会成为合你心意的教会，成为荣耀你的教会。
是
的，是的，祷告传福音的教会，是个建造的教会。你继续的带领我们弟兄姐妹更加的同心合一，主啊，在主你的事上更加的忠心。主，让我们这个教会成为本城本地远处近处的灯台。主啊，是你真理的柱石跟根基。谢谢主，你与我们同在，你保守带领这个教会。今天来到你面前的每个人，主你也祝福，你也保守。主，无论我们在工作、生活，无论居家，我们出外的主，你都与我们同在。你的祝福临到我们，主啊，也叫我们成为主你更喜悦的人。谢谢主的恩典，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。感谢神，我们把时间。